most people would say that they load a shotgun with a shell, shotgun shell.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call the thing that you put in a pistol?
Shame?
A rifle.
Oh. Cylinder in the pistol.
Well, I mean the thing that you fire.
Barrel? Oh, a bullet.
A bullet.
Yes. Now that I'm not too familiar with firearms, but anyway, I'll try.
It is a bullet.
Have you ever heard any other term for bullets?
Well, buckshot, I mean, that's for shotguns, isn't it, buckshot?
I see. Do you ever hear people use the word cartridge?
Yes, that's right, cartridge, yeah.
I see.
Yes, that's a proper word, cartridge is a proper word.
I see. Well, what about, you know, when you get up in the morning and you're getting yourself ready for the day, what do you say that you use with your hair?
Comb and brush.
Comb and brush. Anything else, or just those two?
If you got any hair, just soap and water.
Okay. When you were a child, did you ever play on this thing consisting of a long board that was anchored in the middle that you went?
Seesaw.
What did you say you were doing when you played?
Seesawing?
Seesaw. Well, was there ever something like that, that instead of going in this direction, you just went around?
A merry-go-round.
It's a merry-go-round. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
If it's a big one, a carousel.
A what?
A carousel.
A carousel.
That's over my mother.
That's a ferris wheel.
A carousel was when it was a great big one, when they had the horses and all that on.
Merry-go-round?
The merry-go-round. But then they
no, that doesn't answer his question now, does it?
I was interested in whether you've ever heard that called a flying jenny.
Yes, I've heard that. Yeah. Now that's power, isn't it? Isn't that a flying jenny?
Right.
At carnivals, you see them? Yeah.
What about the thing that was suspended from the limb of a tree, usually by ropes, and you had
swing.
Could those be made differently, or were they all the same?
Yes, some of them have them with old tires now.
Instead of the board.
Yeah, instead of the board.
Some of the kids across the street
did
that.
That's the poor folks.
One thing that I meant to ask you about when we were talking about yard tools, what do you call the thing with the long handles that you can pick up on and has a wheel, one wheel down front? You could maybe put a sack in it.
A wheelbarrow.
You ever heard of that called anything else?
Not offhand now, right now.
What about a Georgia buggy?
No.
No.
I never did like the damn thing very much.
Well, say if a person had a wood stove in his house that he was using for heat, what would you call the pipe that goes from the back?
Stove pipe.
Is there any particular name for the inside part of the chimney that thing runs into?
The soda?
The flue.
The flue?
What the chimney goes into is the flue. It goes into
the chimney?
The chimney. When we had the old stove and we had a chimney going up and there was a flue. And when we didn't have it, don't snow, we covered it with
That was the opening to the flue.
Isn't that what you're asking?
Well,
the opening to where it went into
the stovepipe.
I'm trying to get that straight. Some people tell me that they call the flue that inside part, you know, that you're talking about. But some people say the flue is the outside part on the top of the roof.
No, that's a chimney.
I would
call that a chimney.
I see.
And it could be the flue from inside that gets the hole in that to put the smoke in. And the stove pipe is from the stove itself to the flue.
I see.
That's what I would judge that.
We had one.
Say if you had an axe that you wanted to sharpen, have you ever seen anything, one of these big wheels?